This is TWiT.
I'm Mike Elgin. Let's get right to the tech feed. Bloomberg is reporting that Google plans to offer the popular photo editing tools in Google Plus separately from the social network, allowing non-members to take advantage of the photo service without signing up for a Google Plus account. The standalone service could be called Google Plus Photos, or it could be rebranded as something else. Bloomberg said that photo features could still be accessible from inside Google Plus. The change is viewed as a part of a new direction for Google Plus after the departure of former social chief Vic Gundotra. Google Plus Photos offers a range of unique features, including the automatic editing of photos to create animated GIFs and general Photoshop-like improvements without any action by the user. A photo leaked to PC Mag suggests that HTC will launch a Windows Phone version of the HTC One handset at an August 19th press event in New York City. The picture was found on the Verizon Wireless website, which implies that the carrier is getting ready to offer the phone to customers. HTC promised 2 years ago to go big on Windows Phone, but a change in strategy had the company focusing on the HTC One line of handsets, which so far have run only Android. Apple's $3 billion acquisition of Beats Electronics is now a done deal. Apple posted a message on its website today welcoming the Beats team. We also learned today that Ian Rogers, the former head of Beats Music, will now run Apple's iTunes Radio, according to Wall Street Journal sources. Rogers will also continue to run Beats Music. It's going to be a busy guy. Well, Microsoft is suing Samsung, according to a post by Mary Jo Foley on ZDNet. The dispute is over a 2011 contract between the two companies for Samsung to pay royalties to Microsoft for Android-based phones and tablets. Android violates some Microsoft patents, and such royalties are common, but when Microsoft bought Nokia's handset and services business, Samsung stopped paying the royalties, saying the acquisition invalidated the contract. Microsoft wants a court to take sides in the dispute and also extract unpaid interest from Samsung from when Samsung withheld the payments. Mary Jo Foley is also a host of TWiT's Windows Weekly Show Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on the TWiT network. Unlocking your smartphone is now legal in the United States. President Barack Obama today signed the Unlocking Consumer Choice and Wireless Competition Act, which restores a copyright exemption that allows customers to change phone firmware to unlock them from being restricted to a single carrier. The president acted in response to an official online petition that collected more than 100,000 signatures in favor of legalizing unlocking. Unfortunately, the exemption is temporary. Every 3 years, the Librarian of Congress has to revisit the issue and make the decision all over again.